Boy Scouts of America President Robert Gates says that a ban on openly gay leaders is no longer sustainable. At a national gathering of scouts this week, he called for allowing local scout troops to decide for themselves. For one former Eagle Scout who's been battling the ban for decades, that's barely enough, as WHYY's Steve Trader explains.
Back in 1990, James Deal says he was just doing what the Boy Scouts taught him, taking on a leadership role at the Gay Alliance while attending Rutgers University.
There was a footnote on that, unless you're gay. I didn't read that or know that that even existed from my time in the Boy Scouts.
The organization stripped Deal, an assistant scoutmaster, of all his badges and expelled him. He filed a discrimination lawsuit that made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled against his case. Deal says he was happy when he heard about the changing policy until he realized that it would still allow local organizations to discriminate if they wanted to.
It's another half solution. The Boy Scouts are very good at sort of not doing the right thing, you know, kind of taking these sort of incremental or baby steps that seem to do more damage than good.
After a bitter internal debate, the Boy Scouts finally permitted openly gay youth to participate in 2013.
I think, you know, 13-year-olds can kind of look ahead and see this organization. You know, I'm gay, nobody knows about it yet, but this organization will expel me when I become an adult because they don't really accept me for who I am, and that's a horrible message to send to young people.
Deal says it was the national organization that banned him and that he received a lot of support in New Jersey. Several local scout councils reached for comment say they will follow whatever the national policy is. Last year, the Boy Scouts youth membership fell by nearly 8%. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.